Andy Miller gasped between bouts of hysterical laughter. She swiped tears from her cheeks as her three obnoxiously adorable roommates demonstrated their best attempts at twerking from various places around their kitchen. Sadly, Simon could definitely shake his ass better than she could. He put on quite a show from his perch atop their rickety table, threatening to turn it into kindling with sharp swings of his hips. The guy could easily have paid his portion of rent and then some if he'd gotten a job as a go-go dancer. "We're only trying to help." Cooper punched Simon in the leg, then grappled him to the floor. If she didn't act fast, this could deteriorate into another of their infamous wrestling matches. The last one of those had resulted in the annihilation of a beanbag chair. She was still discovering tiny foam beads scattered throughout their apartment months later.
"I mean, it's not like you've come out of your room long enough to pick up any of our moves in the past 4 years with all that studying you insisted on doing. You don't want to get embarrassed on the floor tonight, do you?"
Reed asked as he simulated humping a cabinet. Well, that wouldn't be a problem, seeing as she hadn't quite told them the truth about her destination for the evening. Dance club, hookup spot, same difference, right? Their overprotectiveness made her white lie necessary. Besides, she owed them the same courtesy they showed her when it came to keeping their sex lives separate from their home lives. The guys never brought women to the apartment, or at least they hadn't in ages. Not since early in the first semester of their freshman year when one of their one-night stands. To this day, they wouldn't tell her which one of them had slept with the poor girl, had tried to make herself some morning after breakfast, and ended up with a black eye courtesy of Andy's fist.
Hey,
how was she supposed to have known it wasn't an intruder out there whipping up a frittata before absconding into the night with their meager college-grade possessions? Milk Crate furniture might be hot on the black market for all Andy knew. If some of the oomph propelling her swing had actually been fueled by jealousy instead of fear, she'd hidden that pathetic fact as best she could from both herself and her roommates. Ruining their friendships wasn't on her agenda. She wasn't the sort of girl who knew how to screw around then act like sex had been no big deal. Though she had chemistry with each of her roommates, how awkward would it have been to follow through on it and slept with one of them?